Lord of the harvest is calling for laborers true in this field. To gather the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, of heavenly manna we're fed. While souls are the ocean in darkness, are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide. The Savior has
the mission trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. Let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4:35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and greetings to the saints and all of my friends who are within the sound of my voice. It is certainly a great privilege to come to you at this time, and it is one which I have looked forward to and planned with great anticipation for a number of weeks. We're thankful for this opportunity. I have a scripture which I would like for you to notice in James, the 4th chapter and the 14th verse. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Now, along with this scripture, I would like for you to notice several things. First, that life is very short, that it will not be long until all of us will have spent the days allotted to us in this world. This is now the month of January and the beginning of the new year of 1965. I am sure many have made New Year's resolutions and plans for this year. It is uncertain whether or not you shall live to be able to carry out those plans and resolutions. No doubt many listening to the sound of my voice at this very moment, some in their homes and others in their automobiles driving along the highways, are disappointed because already those resolutions have been broken, and you're disappointed in yourself and in the plans which you had. There are three things which I would like for you to know. The first one is the time element. Time is a given space in which we have to do certain things. It should not be wasted. Certainly, as one great writer in the days of long ago said, count that day lost, whose low descending sun views from thy hand no worthy action done. Many people are wasting their time today on the temporal things of this world, which will soon be gone. Consideration should be given also to the preparation and care of your spiritual life. The second thing which people waste is their health. Health is something which has to be cared for. God gives us health and strength, and one scripture said, in him we live and move and have our being, Acts 17:28. Many people have wasted their health in riotous living. They have wasted their time, they have wrecked their health, they have spent their money foolishly. The third thing is wasted money. I'm thinking of a scripture in Isaiah, the 55th chapter, and the first and second verses. It says, Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk, without money, and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Now notice this second verse. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread? Thousands of dollars are spent annually on strong drink, tobacco, and narcotics, which causes one to waste his time, ruin his health, and spend his money foolishly. In addition to this, one finds himself bound by habits which are not easily broken. Ah, my friends, if this is your condition today, you need help from God. I would like to point you to God, who is able to furnish you help. In the meantime, we have a song for you, which I hope will be a blessing to you. Notice this song, Wasted Years. Ah, may the Lord help us not to waste our years or spend our time foolishly.
But for truth and Christ and holiness, they failed to go in search. They prospered well, a family came, they felt they had it made. But all too soon the end was near, as vapor life did fade. When face to face they came with death, they realized all too late that wasted years was all they had. How sad their state. All wasted years could we recall and bring you back again. We'd live for God and work for Him, renouncing every sin. Too late, for we must die. And wasted though our years, it's all we have upon our hands as death it now appears.
Search for wisdom and seek understanding. There is someone who knows and always hears. Give it up, though you're buried. You can't go on in a life of wasted years. Wasted years, wasted years, oh how foolish. As you in darkness and fear, turn around, God is calling, He's calling you from a life of wasted years.
Now, friends, I want to look at this example of a young man who was seeking pleasure at the expense of his time, his health, and his money. We read in Luke 15, beginning at the 11th verse. And he said, A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of good that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. If you find yourself in this condition, what you should do is to arise and go to your father. I would like to pray with you before I go. Would you agree with me in prayer? Do you believe God answers prayer? I do. Our Father, thou who knowest the hidden secrets of every heart, take this message and make it a blessing to all those listening. Help those who find themselves bound by habits of sin to arise and come to thee. And when they do so, we pray that you would break the shackles and set them free. Make them happy and joyful. Bless all those who are sick in body and grant healing and deliverance. Also, we do not forget those who have not heard the gospel, but pray that you would help us to speedily get thy word to them, for we ask it in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen. Before I leave the air, I would like to ask you, do you believe it is God's will to have the gospel preached that all may have an opportunity to hear and be saved? My heart is burdened for the many who have not heard. Would you agree with me that God will help us to reach more in 1965 than we have ever reached before? Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. If you have enjoyed this message and would like to have a typewritten copy of it, we would be glad to send you one free upon your request. Ask for message number 1465. Simply address the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Be with us again next Friday. May God bless you each and every one. And now, here is my announcer. Good night.